and welcome to the next episode of Upstage's 5 Minutes With. I'm Matthew Wall, Upstage's Chief Creative Officer. And 5 Minutes With is our regular podcast where we get to spend some time with interesting people. And I've got lots of interesting people with me today. An actor, a writer, facilitator, a storyteller. But I've actually only got one guest, and that's Saul Jaffe. Saul, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Hearing myself, you know, described like that makes me sound like value for money. I love it.
Well, I was going to say, like latter-day Peter Ustinov, aren't you?
Brilliant.
The best that, guest in your price range, definitely.
This is so true. Lovely to be here.
It's great to have you. And listen, I think we're both old enough to remember when sort of wearable technology was a Sony Walkman. I think it's not dating us too much to kind of put that out there, but you are involved in a project at the moment that's really taking this idea of wearable technology to another level. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I will. But let's go back to that Sony Walkman, because did you have that thing when you went into the shop and you put the headphones on and you just went, wow, that's just spectacular sound. Yeah. Okay. And then you bought an album and it never sounded like that? No, exactly. So that's a really good introduction, because I think that is one of our thoughts when we've been developing this new tech, is actually it's got to place the wearer right at the heart of the experience. And that sound design in particular, which is a really core part of the project, had to be able to do that stuff. So I'll get to that in the meantime. But it's just brilliant, because I just remember the disappointment of listening to the Sony Walkman for the first time and then going, well, hang on, why isn't it moving through my head? So our wearable tech, we're a disparate team of friends and colleagues who came together. So if I say that, we're made up of a computational neuroscientist, a composer, an oncological surgeon, wow, me, with all my Peter Ustinov hats on, we were looking for a reason, an excuse to work together. And at the heart of all our skills and interests really is storytelling in different ways and myriad forms. And we decided that we would try to kind of come up with a project that we could really sink our teeth into. And this was just before lockdown. And lockdown obviously threw up a lot of challenges and a lot of needs and sort of, differences in people's positions in the country and all sorts of things around mental health and access to health and well-being, all those stuff. So we wondered if we could combine storytelling in a way that reacted to the user in real time, and combine that with touch, with massage, because again, people feeling isolated, anxious, depressed, often feel devoid of those things. Feel like there's no one there to hold on to. There's no one to hug, be hugged by, and nobody to hear the warmth of a human voice. And I think those are things that we all realize we've missed. I know that I've found it difficult to get back to socializing.
Yeah, yeah.
And even storytellers, who I've met recently go, well, I'm struggling to remember the way I used to describe things. So this sort of word drop, as it's sort of been coined, is familiar to a lot of people. So the idea of the wearable was that it would be a piece, a garment that was comfortable to wear. So we've designed a weighted garment, like a bit like a weighted blanket, and embedded in this is a sensor. And the sensor picks up the biophysiological data of the wearer. So basically, it measures, not to give too much away about it, but the integral uses, or go into the tech in detail, is really measuring something called heart rate variability. And that gives you an indication, combined with other things, of the user's sort of state of mind, their emotional state. Mm. And then what we're trying to develop is the massage and the storytelling delivery is then using that as a base starting point to then push them into a more positive frame of mind. And my feeling is that we want to put people in state of flow. They want to be engaged, they want to be immersed, but the content has to be relevant to them. And so that's where we're at. We got some R&D money and, we had the first couple made, very exciting. Lockdown meant we couldn't share it, couldn't combine certain facets of it because we couldn't get it cleaned properly between users, all that stuff still.
Yeah.
So we faced some challenges, but it's moving along, but we're now in a testing phase, and we really want to be robust with the testing. Have I left anything out? I felt I talked a lot there.
No, I think it's a fascinating area, Saul, because I think it's combining one of the most original skills, which is storytelling, with kind of cutting edge science and what's up to date. I can imagine, and this is going to be true for anyone investigating wearable technology, it's going to throw up all sorts of issues around consent, around data. Around, so is all of that kind of being factored into your planning as you're moving forward?
Yes, absolutely. It was really at the heart of this. The ethics of how it's used and what effects it has are really, really important to us. We arrived very quickly at the decision, but we sort of talked around it a lot to make sure that's truly what we believed. So in the end, we have decided not to use any data. We don't ask the user to put anything in. So basically, if you see the device lying around and you can put it on and you can open the app, then you can use it. It won't record your emotional state. It won't record, you know, any sort of ongoing medical conditions that could be open to data breaches, because we wanted it to be anonymous and really to work in the here and now.
Just to extrapolate out from this, obviously, we're becoming more and more used to technology being enmeshed in all of our lives. And certain kinds of wearable technology. I remember the Google glasses that were going to revolutionize, and that sort of didn't work. As we go forward, it's obviously going to become more and more important for businesses to be thinking about how they can create this kind of immersive technology that you're talking about that delivers some real value to the user. Do you think it's going to be something that businesses are investing more and more in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're seeing it already, aren't we? Really, I think at the moment, what's slightly missing is the truly personalized experience. Yeah. But I think that there is so much going on. I think, you know, the buzzword at the moment is, you know, immersive. For me, when I hear that word, I think really what we should be thinking is relevant. What is relevant for that user? Now, you can't just ignore some of the content that if you're at a conference, for example, you go, I don't want to listen to that. But what I was, you know, what mindful of myself was traveling to work and seeing people when you could. Remember those days when we could get on a train to do that? you know, and I saw fewer people using their smartphones for watching videos than I did listening to things.
Absolutely. Well, it's a fascinating subject, Saul, and it's going to continue to be one that will be talked about. But it's been fascinating to talk about it with you and hear what you're up to. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk to you again. Lovely. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening to all our listeners out there. And we'll look forward to talking to you again very, very soon. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.